Testifying in favor of the bill to repeal the voluntary intoxication defense this week were the friends and relatives of Alicia Bromfield and the relatives of the man who confessed to killing and then raping her in August of 2012. She was pregnant at the time. But Brian Cooper used the intoxication defense. That led to a hung jury on the two murder charges for killing her and her unborn child. Cooper's sister, Kelly Stryker, says the law needs to be changed so her brother can be held responsible.
Alcohol is not an excuse. When we blame alcohol for this type of behavior, we are taking responsibility off their shoulders. He still has not taken responsibility for his actions. The way the law is currently written leads to these types of injustices. It gives people the excuse for their monstrous behavior.
Cooper faces a retrial in May. Even if the statute is repealed, it won't be retroactive, so he can use the same defense again. But the families of both the victim and the perpetrator told lawmakers they want to make sure no one else can use that defense in the future again. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.